A new report says there were both advances and setbacks in food security in 2014. Poverty was reduced last year, and the number of hungry people declined. However, conflict, climate change, and disease disrupted food production and trade. The International Food Policy Research Institute has released its Global Food Policy Report. IFPRI Director General Chengen Fan lists some of the accomplishments of last year.
We have achieved some progress. For example, we paid more attention to nutrition. We also think water hygiene are very important in solving children's malnutrition. We have also seen a new commitments on trade and climate change and focus on family farming. The year 2014 was a year of family farming. So we made a lot of progress on various fronts.
But Fan says 2014 had its share of threats to food security.
For example, persistent conflicts, re-emerging of zoonotic diseases, avian influenza, Ebola, and continued extreme weather shocks, typhoon in the Philippines, rising food safety scandals, Taiwan, mainland China, and beyond. Higher prices of nutritious foods such as vegetables and fruits, despite the very stable grain prices for the last 4 or 5 years.
Syria topped the list of conflicts in 2014 with its regional impact. Somalia and South Sudan are other examples of how conflict threatens food security for millions of people.
We have seen the increased correlation between conflicts and increased malnutrition in many parts of the world. In the rest of the world, we have achieved tremendous progress in cutting hunger and malnutrition, although the level is still very high. But it is in some of the conflict zones, the malnutrition is actually rising.
Fan says climate change has long-term consequences on food security. He says there are still some skeptics, despite the overwhelming number of studies confirming its effects.
Increased floods, cyclones, droughts definitely should change their mind. And the extreme weather events will happen more frequent and more extreme. That will affect the ability of human beings in producing more food and more nutritious food.
The Global Food Policy Report says conditions for thousands of people fleeing violence in northern Nigeria, Central African Republic, and Mali were made worse by low rainfall and drought. It says that a lack of rain threatened the food and nutrition security and livelihoods of both hosting communities and refugees. The report adds the occurrence of both weather shocks and conflicts may not be coincidental, saying that abnormally high temperatures in Sudan and South Sudan strongly raise the risk of conflict. The IFPRI Director General says lessons about food security were also learned during the Ebola crisis.
The first lesson we learn is our global food system is very vulnerable to diseases. Ebola has huge impact on people's access to nutritious food. The production was interrupted, the market was disrupted, the trade does not come. For example, some of the rice exporting countries were very reluctant to send their grains to the Ebola-affected countries.
The International Food Policy Research Institute also says middle-income countries play a pivotal role in eliminating hunger and malnutrition. It says while Brazil, China, India, Indonesia, and Mexico may be rising economic powerhouses, middle-income countries are home to more than 360 million hungry people.
They are facing triple burden of malnutrition. Hunger, 50% of the world's hungry people live in these countries. Then lack of micronutrients, vitamin A, zinc, iron, and also increased obesity and overweight. So they are facing triple burdens. And the second burden, third burden are rising very quickly.
The IFPRI report calls on governments of middle-income countries to reshape their food systems, to focus on nutrition and health, closing the gender gap in agriculture, and improving rural infrastructure. Fan says the report will be used to influence the writing of the Sustainable Development Goals. They'll soon succeed the Millennium Development Goals. He says there could be as many as 17 SDGs compared to 8 for the MDGs, and they could contain nearly 170 target areas. Joe DiCapua, VOA News, Washington.